future, or does it mean more immediate?
We are getting ready right now. We hope we're going to be ready to go in a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
And planning, more or less planning.
Uh-huh. Say, if a child was, something happened that you had expected to happen, like, say a child was walking along the top of a fence and you've been telling people he was going to fall off if he did that, and someone ran into the house and say, you know, he fell off and broke his arm, you'd say, I just...
told you so.
Okay, or I just, what, that was going to happen.
I just knew that was going to happen.
Okay, and the child that's always running and telling on the other children, you call him a...
tattletale.
Okay, would you use that word about a grown person?
Well, you could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know many. Yes, you could use that about a grown person. I don't know that I've ever heard it used.
Mm-hmm. Would it just mean a gossip? Or?
It'd be somebody who tells a story that she knows is going to get somebody else into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Tells it to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, I was feeling so good that I, what, all the way home?
Ran.
Okay. And you'd say, they have, what?
Run.
Okay.
A good race.
And, horses gallop, but people
run.
And you say, you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
blocked.
Or all torn.
Torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet and say, well, you want to see how it looks on her. You'd say, well, why don't you
try it on?
Okay. Or the opposite of take it off is.
Yes. Opposite of take it off is put it on.
Okay. And something that you do every day, if I ask you if you do it frequently, you'd say, yes, I
do it every day. Yes, I often do.
Okay. Or if you wanted to know, does he, you'd say,
does he do it often?
Okay. And you'd say, well, I don't smoke cigarettes, but he
does.
And say, you can give him his choice, but he'll tell you that he, what care which one you give him.
What he wants? Wait a minute, I'm sorry.
You say, you can give him his choice, but he'll tell you that he just, what care which one you give him.
He doesn't care.
Okay. And you say, well, I don't know if he did that or not, but people
say he did.
Okay. And say, well, he moved here in 1960, and he's been living here ever
since.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that
purposely.
Okay.
On purpose.
And say, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go
look it up.
Or go what? Somebody else?
Refer to someone else.
And go
ask.
Okay.
Someone else.
So you say, so then you went and
asked someone else.
And they might say, you've already
asked me that.
Okay. And those little boys get mad and
fight.
And yesterday they
fought.
And ever since they were small they have
been fighting.
Or they have.
They have fought.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife. She
cut him with a big knife.
Or going like that, you say she.
She threatened him?
Uh-huh. Would you say she stabbed or stabbed?
Yeah, she stabbed him.
Uh-huh. And say if a teacher goes into a room and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, the teacher might ask, who
drew that?
Okay. And if you were going to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
hoist it.
Okay. And if a child's just had his third birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old.
Okay. And the best room in the house was called the
parlor.
Okay. And talk about how tall rooms are, you'd say.